Welcome to Hand in the Dirt, a gardening podcast about football and really a lifestyle podcast. And time out, somebody's parked outside of my house, and I don't know what they're doing. So that's going to be a major distraction until they leave. But Stephen Hartzell, well, the voice you just heard, I'm mixing it up today. The voice you just heard was Michael Serber, a.k.a. L_Serberino. Serber, how you doing?
And this is like a whole new order.
Yeah, like
usually I'm in the MJ spot, you know?
Yeah.
I'm 6'6" from the University of North Carolina. Michael Serber.
Yeah.
But that's cool. No, I'm good. I mean, I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic.
Sound good. Stephen Hartzell, how are you?
I think that car parked outside your house is laser shit, man.
What, did you get me something?
No, but I mean, they'd be rolling up in like anything.
Yeah, laser, I mean, it very well could be. Very well could be, man. They just pulled away, so I feel much more comfortable now.
Okay. All right.
Hartzell, how are you?
I'm great. Good to be with you guys. And we got so much going on.
You're back from Michigan.
Dude, Felder, your wife is from Michigan.
Yes.
She responded to one of my Instagram photos being like, "That's great. You love Michigan." And I was like, "Yo, tell your mans I'm ready to go havesies on the place." I'm ready, man.
There's no fucking way.
Not for the year, just for the summers.
No.
Listen, Kid Rock was right. It's awesome up there.
Please stop that.
I mean, it's amazing.
We're not that type of show.
It was stunning.
He might not be the reference we want, but like, you know, Detroit is America's greatest city.
I didn't go to Detroit. I was only up in like extreme northern western Michigan.
It's the birthplace of Ford Rangers.
Were you in the Upper Peninsula?
No, I was not in the UP as it's referred to up there.
Okay.
I was in like, dude, I got to pull up a map. I was 2 hours north of Grand Rapids. We hit up Traverse City, like just some stunning places along the lakes, man. Torch Lake. It looks like the Caribbean Ocean, dude.
Those are the types of houses you can buy when you're Union.
Yeah, look, these places are not cheap. But I dug it. I mean, it was over the top. The golf was incredible. Just the scene, the culture up there was very cool.
Okay. There's no chance that I'm going to vacation in Michigan. Like, there's absolutely no shot.
Listen, the high temperature is like 80.
What you're not understanding is,
it doesn't matter. He's a Vermont beach boy.
Listen, I love Maine, actually. I want to go back if we're being quite serious. But no. For you, that was a trip with your friends, correct?
Yeah, I mean, my wolf pack.
For me, what would that be?
What would that be for me? That'd be a family.
You're by yourself in a hotel?
No, we're not, because we're going to get a place on the lake. So we're not staying in a hotel.
But you meant like, what would like Felder's, "I'm going on vacation with my wolf pack" be? And I thought it would be just him in a hotel.
I mean, rolling around, hitting up the casino, hitting up dispensaries.
That would be her family coming.
I see where you're
going. Or having to take the time to drive to that family.
Yeah.
So it's not the same for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm saying? Not the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not as fun.
Well, shout out to Michigan. I was blown away. We don't have to spend the whole show talking about it, but I mean, standing ovation. It was an awesome scene up there.
Good deal. That's fantastic. How'd you hit them?
Dude. Not great. But I closed the week shooting a legit 82. So with my handicap, which is hovering around 13, that was a net 69. Low round of the week.
Nice.
So I cleaned up on these fools. Cash.
Oh, I forgot to put everything that we were going to talk about in the thing.
It's fine.
We got new reviews. I'm not even going to do voicemails. This is a shorter show today because you got to get out of here.
It's my fault. Yes, but we will stretch our legs for the next one. I promise.
You have to forgive Hartzell. His entire life revolves around the Pac-12.
Not anymore.
Yeah, and it just, you know, his life significantly changed in the last, I don't know. You know what? It's probably going to change between now and when this episode gets published tomorrow.
Yeah, I used to work exclusively with Pac-12 schools, and as of today, I work with Big Ten and Big 12 institutions.
And Pac-12 schools, if it still exists.
And the Pac-4. Now, wait a couple days. I may have some ACC schools in there. Who the hell knows?
Okay.
Can I... I've I wasn't like in the realignment thing at any point as a Clemson fan, being like, God, I can't wait for us to join X. But now that the ACC has floated the idea of adding Cal and Stanford, I found myself like this visceral reaction last night when I saw that, to be like, Clemson has to join the SEC right fucking now. Because I immediately was like, I do not want to have to watch these teams that I don't care about. Like, the SEC is the only like conference that's going to be left that makes any regional sense whatsoever, which is like the last little piece that I'm kind of hanging on to, is the familiarity and like, oh yeah, we play this team all the time, and they're like, I see their fans because they're here, you know? And like, the whole time I've been like, I don't really give a fuck. And then I saw Stanford and Cal potentially to join the ACC. I was like, fuck, get to the SEC right now. Right now.
Well, I think that's an interesting thing, because Stanford and Cal kind of fit into,
oh yeah,
like the cool, like they fit into UNC, Duke, Wake Forest,
yeah,
UVA element of it all,
yeah.
So
except for
the
whole 3,000 miles away thing,
they also fit into the Big Ten, but that's apparently not going to be a thing.
Well, the thing I was going to bring up is
they make more sense than the other Big Ten schools.
They also don't have fans.
No, not at all.
That's the whole part that's like,
does Cal not?
What? No.
I know Stanford has a reputation of like, it never matters. Like, the farm is always eerily quiet and like weird.
Yeah.
But I seem to remember a time in my life when like the stadium was full for Cal, and like Cal football didn't suck shit.
Yeah, when they had what, Aaron Rodgers and Marshawn Lynch?
Yeah, they had a QB before that too, didn't they? Was Kyle Bowler a Cal guy? Or, yeah.
Like, wow. But like, what's the. Yeah,
forgot about that guy.
I mean, he was a bum in the league, but he was good at Cal.
Yes, he was. He was a first-round pick.
Hang on. I want to see what their stadium capacity is. Cal Stadium.
Memorial Stadium. It's in the 50s, man.
63,000.
63. God almighty.
That's a big old football stadium. It looks really bad when it's empty, right?
So here's the thing. So
it's built on a fault line.
I'll run through this. 63,000 capacity. UC Davis, 35,000. UNLV, 38,000. I get that. That makes total sense. Arizona, though, league member, 37,000. So you're almost 30,000 short.
Look at Washington State, man.
Washington, 34,000 at the Washington game when Washington was ranked. Oregon, 37,000 when Oregon was ranked. Stanford, they did have 51,000 people there for the Stanford game. That's their high attendance for the year at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then a ranked UCLA team, 36,000.
I know. So, and they've been, I know, but they've been bad, man. Like, you'd be hard pressed to convince me if they weren't winning 9 or 10 games that there wouldn't be 60,000 people there.
Let's see. I'm going to 2009 where they won 8 games. They played Maryland at home. They had 62,000, and that is the high water mark for them at home. Everything else, 58 for Eastern Washington. Oh, they had 71,000 for Southern Cal in 2009.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. I remember I had a visual memory of that place being full, and Cal football not being a total fucking joke.
Well, like the thing, I don't think they're a joke still. Like,
they're not
still
a joke.
Produce quality players. I just know they're never
going to be at the top.
Yeah, and it's also really, like, they have a, like, it's a very, like, they're fine with not, they're like, okay, well, I guess I don't have to do this on Saturday.
Right.
By the way, Justin Wilcox, head coach of Cal.
Yeah,
played at Oregon. Turned mm-hmm. down the Oregon job 2 years ago. Turned it down. Yep, walked away.
Oof.
When they went and got Dan Lanning. Idiot.
What a dumbass.
Like, Cal's got really smart people there. Here's the deal. I don't work with Cal. That's not one of my schools. But I have a suggestion. Don't play football anymore. Just don't play football. Do your thing with other sports. You guys still produce Olympians. Cal produces Olympians all the time. They're very good at other sports.
Sure.
Shut it down. Turn it into an arboretum. Turn it into a concert venue. Have Phish play in Berkeley. I mean, who cares? No one.
I'm the old man in the room. I just kind of wish it wasn't changing.
I wish it wasn't changing either, Serber.
And
if you want the football angle of this, Wayne Cook, former UCLA quarterback, and I are dropping an emergency CSN. We're going to talk about this for one show because I don't want to fucking talk about this. I want to talk football.
But you're not going to be able to, man.
No. I'm getting this out of the way. I get it. But I'm so tired of it because you know who gets screwed?
The employees, like the people who work for all these institutions, and then not to mention the student athlete of every sport that is not football and basketball, every sport that doesn't get to charter a private jet
right,
to everywhere they
commercial.
Go. Well, fly commercial or they got to fucking drive. Like now, yeah. there were some programs that could in some conferences that could drive to everything. That is not the case with a single conference anymore. Even the SEC, which is the only one that makes geographical sense still.
Sunbelt.
Yeah, Sunbelt does some. Well, Sunbelt, do they not have some funky ones now, though? Because they kind of don't. It's not the Sunbelt, technically, of the United States, the geographical. Like
current members. Now, you can. I think their current members. Like, here's their current members. App State, Arkansas State, Coastal, Georgia Southern, Georgia State, JMU.
Yeah, they're still good. They're still fine.
Marshall, ODU, like
yeah. This is Texas State
is the furthest one.
This is cousin. You know, this is SEC cousin shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like everybody else is fucked.
Yeah,
and has been. Just, that's not new. But like now well, it's now it's just man. I just don't.
See, here's the thing for me. It's because I don't root for anybody. It's really easy for me to not care. But
I understand.
Here's what I'm saying. Hear me out. The bigger thing for me is watching the evolutionary shift, right? Where when I first started in this industry, we're talking about 2008. So I'll do the full rundown. I committed to UNC in 2003. When I got there, we knew that in the next year, Virginia Tech and Miami were going to join the ACC. The year after that, Boston College was going to join. And they were going to have they had to get to 12 teams. They weren't 9, they had to get to 12, so they were allowed to have a championship game. That was the motivation for expansion from the ACC during that time period. So we're talking 2002. The motivation for expansion is all about getting to an ACC championship game to get that 13th data point for the BCS, but also to get that 13th to get that big championship game sponsored, you know, on ESPN, on ABC, whatever it is. So that was the motivation there. Now, then, as I'm done with college, it's 2008, 2009, we start to see another massive shift where we see Nebraska decide, okay, we're going to the Big Ten because we're going to get more money because they have the Big Ten Network, which we start to see the Big Ten Network bubble up, and we can get more money there, and we don't like the way that we get treated by the Big 12 with Texas and the Longhorn Network and all that jazz, so they decided to move out. They move out because they want to make more money, they want to feel more recognized. No big deal. Then we get to this next round of expansion, which is kind of the reconfiguration of the Big 12 with Mizzou leaving, Colorado leaving. And again, Colorado left for fundamental, they didn't leave for money, they left for like fundamental differences with everybody else in the league. And obviously they do fit in from a philosophical standpoint with the Pac-12 better, but now we see them go back. But reality of it is we see Maryland and Rutgers get targeted because in theory you're going to get DC, Baltimore area with Maryland, which allows them to package the Big Ten onto those television networks. Same thing with Rutgers with New Jersey and New York, allows them to automatically package and force you to pay carriage fees for the Big Ten network at those two spots. Then we see the SEC, obviously they added Mizzou, they added A&M. A&M, again, that was a thing where they didn't like the way that, just like Nebraska, A&M didn't like the way that Texas got preferential treatment, so they said, screw it, we're leaving. And we start seeing this look at digital marketplaces and the whole deal, and then the thing for me that shifted now is nobody gives a shit about DMAs. That it doesn't matter.
It doesn't fucking matter.
It doesn't matter. DMAs don't matter anymore because of streaming. And so now the whole goal, there's different players in the marketplace because Apple TV obviously is still kind of hanging around. So is Amazon. They're just hanging around trying to figure out what works best for them, where they can strike. NBC and Peacock has struck a remarkable situation where Michigan's first four games, I believe, are going to be on Peacock. And with that Notre Dame partnership that NBC Universal already has, I would not be surprised to see a rekindling. Now that the Big Ten is now partnered with NBC, would not be surprised to see a rekindling of whether it's Michigan and Notre Dame, Michigan State, Notre Dame. See a rekindling of that, but push to Peacock to make people have to buy their streaming service. And that's the part that that's what streaming has completely changed everything. And proximity doesn't matter. They're still trying to make a regional sport national. And what they're doing is they're eroding existing rivalries, but also what they're doing is they're pushing it to different platforms so that, and for everybody that talked about cord cutting, right? I heard about cord cutting nonstop, cord cutting. But if people take a look at what they pay for streaming, to have every streaming, to have it all, sometimes it's better when it's all just all packaged together for you.
Wrong. So it's nah.
Dude,
nope. I'm paying $300 a month for cable. It's fucking stupid.
Right, but you also pay for streaming.
Oh yeah. But it's not. It is not in any way more feasible to just have it all packaged on a cable thing, unless you're a new customer. Like, because that's the deal. Like all these places, when you go to them for the first time, they like butter you up, and you get shit for like $40 a month, right? But then it goes away, and then it costs you $180 for just TV. And all the streamings together, unless you're getting the YouTube TV thing, it's like...
Right, and that's...
Yeah, but once you get the YouTube TV thing, then it's apples to apples, right? As soon as you get Hulu Live TV, it's apples to apples.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Because
you're also
paying
for Netflix, et cetera.
Because if you can't get ABC to watch that game unless you get Hulu Live or YouTube TV or have cable. Unless you're using like antenna TV, like... Those channels they're not there. Like, same thing, like, they're not there. And so, like, I wish I still had Xfinity more than anything because it put everything in one place instead of me having to use two different remotes on a smart TV to get to where I need to be. Like, I hate that. I wish I still had Xfinity because I was paying $220, $25 a month, but that included internet too.
Mm-hmm.
So it was internet and cable came down to that, not just one or the other, because... Remember, if you're only going to do streaming, you still have to pay for internet.
Mm-hmm.
And it better be good internet. Otherwise, your shit's going to suck.
The comp is not... Like, the internet is so worth the price you pay for it as opposed to cable. Though. Because when you break down... Ultimately, there's never going to be a true, like, a la carte option to, like, personalize everything you want. Because even the ones that kind of tout that, it's like, yeah, you're still making me... take this entire like sack of shit that I don't want just to get these things I do want.
Disney with Disney Plus. The fact that they split Disney Plus up from ESPN Plus, that's wild. It's one company.
Yup.
That gets paid twice. Like
it's what Max was doing right before they switched to Max. They had HBO Max and they had Discovery Plus, and it's the same fucking it's all the same shit. You own all of this. You're getting two.
It's insane. Yeah, it's nuts. So, oh man, all right, that's our TV and college football realignment talk. Oh man. Oh, by the way, I'll say this. I got a phone call from my dad last week, Hartzell. And he had kind of a somber tone. And I was like, uh-oh, did somebody die? And he goes, he was just like being really like somber. And I was like, what's going on? He goes, hey man, I just wanted to let you know. And I was like, oh shit, what happened? He goes, I just wrapped up listening to all your ACC Media Day podcasts. And that was some of the best work I've ever seen you do.
Yeah.
And he was just like, he's like, I'm super proud of you. Like, you have your shit together. You know what you're doing. He goes, it was really, really cool to hear you. You know, he goes, I love listening to you have fun on the other shows and stuff. But this was like focused work. And you got a lot out of people that other folks didn't get from what I've been listening to. So shout out to the team. And so everybody, we did a good job. Look at that.
That's awesome. Listen, you know, the best part about this. First of many.
Yeah.
Because you know we're re-racking this thing.
There we go. So I am, it's very excited about that. I did forget to vote for ACC, all ACC and all that stuff. I have my, like, who I was going to vote for written out, but my kid got sick, but she really wasn't sick. She just, like, didn't feel great, but it is what it is. How do you handle your kids being sick, Hartzell?
I mean, it depends on how they're feeling, whether or not we're going to the pediatrician or not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I try to be a responsible parent. Like, I'm not going to send a sick kid to school.
So, how do you tell if they're actually sick, though? What are your indicators?
Yeah, I mean, lethargy.
Yeah, lethargy.
Usually. Body temperature. And then, you know, do they have the runs? Like, if it's coming out of either end, then that's no bueno.
Okay. Yeah, that's, I'm with you on that.
But if my kid's like, my tummy hurts and they're pooping solid, you're going to school.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. thank you. We're on the same page. Same page as Roddy as well. Because I've talked to Roddy about this before, but like, I think you're okay. And
you think your kids are faking it?
I think faking it is the wrong word. I think not understanding the difference between I don't feel well and I'm sick and I'm ill is something, because she's never been sick or ill. So I don't think she understands the difference between I don't feel great and I'm sick.
Understood.
Does that make sense? Like, I don't think she's got the wherewithal to fake it.
Yeah, I mean, the hard part, and I don't blame parents for this. I understand it. You know, childcare, if you have a sick kid and you need to work, you know, something's going to have to suffer there. It's either work or the childcare portion of it. So I understand why people have to send their kids to school if they're not feeling well. But
It's not even about sending them to school. It's more just about, like, the legitimate, like, I need you to actually be sick. And the big thing for me, and this is what I thought about, I talked about this with my dad, again, talked about it with Roddy. If you're sick, then that means no fun.
Right.
No TV. That's books in room.
Yeah, if you're sick, we're not going to the pool because you're sick.
Bingo.
Yeah.
If you're sick, you're drinking water and you're staying in your room. Not hanging out. There's no fun time. Being sick is punishment. What?
Being sick is punishment. And I don't know about that, but
I mean, like, it's you. The whole goal for you is to just you rest.
Oh yeah, for sure. But the problem is, we all had like video game systems and TVs in our room. So like, yeah, I was chilling. Don't get it twisted.
I was
chilling.
No, when I got sick, no, there was no video games, no TV. It's books in your room.
Nah.
Books in your room. Until you feel better. Books in your room. Soup in your room. Books in your room.
Nah, dude. NCAA,
this isn't fun. This is not supposed to be fun. This is supposed to be a thing you don't want to have happen.
You got FIFA, you got the World Cup game.
No, you're sick. You know what you do? You sit in that room and read books.
And I had been in a Madden franchise for a bit, so on that some.
No video game. You should not want to be sick.
I have this guitar here. I could just play that for an hour. Mm-mm.
It should not be fun.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be fun. Why would you get better if it's fun?
Yeah. It's about the physical and the emotional health.
Yeah, well, emotionally, you need to feel better so that I emotionally don't have to put you in your room all the time.
Mm.
It's not fun. But I guess, that's how I grew up. Like, I wasn't allowed to, like, when I got sick, I wasn't allowed to play video games. They're like, no, you rest. Yeah. Rest. You rest.
Single parent life, dude. Yep. You had to go to work.
Yeah. No, I know.
Do your thing, boy.
My folks had to go to work too, and like that was the thing. Like for me, like I guess, and that's probably the why I am the way that I am is not going to work did mean that one of my parents might have to stay home with me, and they made sure it was not fun. And I was like, oh, I don't ever want to be sick. I will be better. I'm fine. You know what? I'm fine now. I am. You know what? I am fine now. Please, I'd rather be at school than do what I'm doing right now.
Yep.
Oh,
super spreader as a child.
No, I just didn't get sick.
That's just good genes is what that is.
Yeah. I just didn't get sick, man. Like, I truly just, I was not sick. I didn't get sick. And when I did get sick, I hated it so much that I was like, I'll be sick for a day, but I'll be better soon. And also, if you got sick, that means you couldn't play sports.
Mm. Yep.
And that was like my life, dude. Like, if I, like, I got the flu, and I got the flu on like a Friday. I started to come down with the flu. I was in bed all weekend. I missed a day of school. But if you miss 2 days of school in middle school, you can't play on Thursday because the games are on Thursday. So if you miss Monday and Tuesday,
whew,
you can't play on Thursday. And I was like, nah, man, your boy's going to be better. I'm like mainlining orange juice and like power drinking Gatorade. And I'm like, I'm okay, I'm good. I can go to school today. And I felt way better. And obviously I had like, you know, I was on the Tamiflu. And I was like, dude, I got to go to school. I can't be at home and not be able to play football. Like, that's insane. That's not going to work for me. So anyways, we're dealing with that stuff. We're also dealing with no milk in the bedroom. That is a new hard. Let me ask you, Hartzell, what kind of cups your kids use?
I mean, they think they're big enough to handle like a plastic souvenir cup, but they ain't. They ain't ready for it. I mean, they're spilling. Julian, my oldest, has got some severe butterfingers. I mean, just bad case of the dropsies all the time.
So we don't have drops. We do have body control problems.
What you mean?
And a lack of mindfulness. So with lack of mindfulness, I have to continuously repeat. We set cups on flat surfaces. We don't set them half on the lip of the coffee table, half off where they're leaning.
What are we doing?
We don't set them on top of our headband and it's leaning.
Savannah, come on, dude.
And then the other part is body control, where she likes to sit up in the chair in our little keeping area, and she likes to, you know, stretch her arms out. Boom, that's a cup over. Yep. Stretch her legs out. Boom, that's a cup over.
Yeah.
Swing her a little stuffed animal around. Boom, that's a cup over. So that's
look,
where we...
Yeah, look around, kid. Look but alive.
I got rid of all the sippy cups, though.
Yeah, it's time.
They're done. It's over. Like, and I guess what I'm thinking about this a lot, because she's going to kindergarten. That's going to be interaction with other kids.
She's going to kindergarten in like a week or two?
The 28th, yeah, 20 days.
Yo, that's awesome.
Yeah. She goes, and then she doesn't go anymore, and then she then starts full time. She goes one whole day. She goes for one day, then it's like 2 days off, then one more full day, then it's the weekend, and then that next Monday it starts for real.
Hmm. That's awesome, man. It's a big day.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it should be, but it is what it is.
I mean, it's just one of those moments, and it's like kindergarten, first day of kindergarten. Yeah, it's going to be great for everybody.
It's literally a drop-off. There, you can't go into the school or walk her to the classroom. So
why not?
Yeah,
they don't do that anymore?
It's too much. No. Yep, too much traffic.
Mm. Yeah. So it's just...
I got walked to the door first day of kindergarten.
Yeah, I don't remember because I hate school.
I remember.
I don't remember at all.
I remember, big time.
I know I walked to kindergarten when I was a kid. Like... with my neighborhood kids. We had like a gang of like eight neighborhood kids that all walked to school together, ranging it from like fifth grade to kindergarten.
I remember making my first friend, dude. You don't remember this shit?
No.
Damn.
Again, I did school because I had to. I did not like school.
I like school.
No, I did not like school. I
stopped liking it. I stopped liking it once I had enough cool shit that I would rather be doing. But I remember liking school until, like, probably fifth grade. Fifth grade when I was like, man, fuck this noise.
Dude, it's a thing I had to do, but, like it's very funny because I think about this all the time when they do, like, when, like, the NFL does their, like, thanks to teachers thing or whatever. And it's, like, all these guys have these amazing stories of, like, how this teacher helped them so much and they love this teacher and the teacher inspired them. And I'm like, I don't have any of that.
Yeah, no. I remember the realization that who I thought was my favorite teacher was probably pretty racist. I was like, ah, oh, fuck. I'm not. Yeah, I was like, I'm not gonna have that because I don't think that's I like you me. As a person.
Yeah, but we literally like my favorite teacher is my mom, and I've got to go get this poster framed. I've got a poster that I'm gonna frame of my mom that she won the Teacher of the Year for Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools. Like, I don't think there's a better teacher out there than the lady that I live with every day.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so it is what it is. But no, we're like, school starts. We're going, does your kid, you're going to first grade, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's nothing. Like, that's just get out of the car and go.
Yeah, no, he's ready to rock. And his parents are ready to rock. I miss my routines, man. These camps,
you and me both,
late drop offs. Like, I want to go back
weird
to the
pickup
Y.
Time.
Yeah, like, I got stuff that I want to do before work that I can't do because I'm dadding it.
Yeah, you're just kind of hanging around until it's time, but it doesn't give you enough time to do a thing you want to do.
I woke up this morning at 6:15 in the morning, and mm-hmm. I was just alone with my thoughts for
That's
like 45, 50 minutes before anyone else in the house awoke.
You get up. You just get up and at it.
Yeah, I it's a problem. Yeah.
I get up at about 6:30 every day, and half of the days I just get up and get out of bed because I do like that alone time, especially now that my daughter has decided that one of the new things she's doing is coming downstairs to my bathroom to talk to me.
Mm-mm.
And I'm like, wait, what is happening?
Mid-pooping. Mid-poop. Yeah. You're getting talked to through the
door. Yeah, I'm just trying to do my, I'm just trying to look through some Instagram reels.
Right. Yes. Right.
Welcome. This is my life, man.
Just trying to look through my Instagram reels. And
I'll be getting talked to while I poop too. I know what you're going yeah. through.
And I'm like, what do you, why? What is happening? And you know, Dad, I think I would like some peach mango, but I can't get it to open. So when you get upstairs, and you'll be up there in what, a minute or two? Will you be up there in a minute or two? And
I'm more like five, but yeah.
I'll be like, yeah, sure, a minute or two. So she, and then now here's what she does. She starts counting.
No, she counts
we're not
doing that.
She counts to 120.
We're not doing that.
She's like, well, I got to 120. That's 2 minutes. Yes. Oh, man. But, you know, I love her. I'm excited. I mean, I got to figure out when I'm supposed to take these school supplies to the school. I guess that's it. When do you do that? Do you do that at open house?
Yeah, there's some day next week when we can go meet the teacher and drop all this stuff off.
Yeah, so we got to do that. But other than that, I mean, that's life. I will say this, my kid, she did also say this week, when you go on work vacations, which that's an oxymoron, but she thinks anytime you leave, it's a vacation, even if it's for work, which again, that's not vacation.
He's on vacation.
Working. It is much more quiet in the house, just the TV on upstairs and downstairs, no talking. So I'm learning a lot about what life is like when I'm not here. Which is, my wife watches TV downstairs, and my kid watches TV upstairs, and nobody talks. Good grief.
Sounds awesome.
That sounds pretty cool,
yeah.
Actually.
We got Michigan. Oh, Hartzell, you got to tell me about this barefoot shit.
The what?
The barefoot stuff.
Oh, there was we were playing a par 3 course. So the par 3 course, it's like the longest hole is...
No, I understand what a par 3 is.
Yeah.
Why did you have no shoes on?
Hang on a second. Let me clarify. I was not barefoot. Was wearing cool gray Jordan 11 golf shoes. I was mm-hmm. fine. But yeah, some of my guys are... You know, they're a little bit
crunchy.
More, hey, I can take my shoes off and walk around on the grass, which I'm sure felt great, and I'm sure it was awesome.
Disgusting.
But it's disgusting because your feet are as white as your ass, and you're out here just, you know, walking around, and I can see your big toenail. It's gross.
You know how many people just fucking spit on the ground?
Oh, it's,
you know
what I mean?
Spit.
It's not just, yeah, dip spit, cigars, piss,
and,
all kinds
yeah,
of stuff.
That's, and yeah. They're just walking around on that, man. That's what I'm saying. It's like, this is a fucking golf course. This isn't your backyard.
It is a golf course, but it's a short course. And they do
that's
this at,
what I mean. People give less of a shit
too.
Than...
Yeah, yeah.
People give even less of a shit. They're just, yeah, they're jerking off onto the grass, man.
It's a vibe, and it's not a vibe that I'm all about. Just like I'm not a huge fan of music on the golf course. That's just me. Okay,
man,
I love golf.
I
love music. I don't love golf and music at the same time. That's just me.
Yeah,
but yeah, my guys.
Wait, are people playing like they're playing like
yes.
like Bluetooth speakers out there?
Yes.
Big time.
Yes.
And the short courses all have like outdoor speakers, so they're playing music, like music is playing like, outside.
They're playing like classic rock.
Yeah, correct.
That's what my pool plays too. They have a, we actually have a schedule for what radio station is on that day.
Mm. Yeah, it's...
Nah. You got the Quiet Storm on any day?
No, absolutely not. It's Quiet Storm. It's classic rock or country.
Quiet Storm. Yeah, I mean, it's a thing. It's fine. But yeah, I was not participating. I was out there stunting with like my golf shoes on because I don't like...
How many pairs of shoes you bring?
Three pairs of golf shoes for five rounds of golf.
Okay.
So we had a healthy little rotation.
Did you hit them with the peaches yet?
Yes.
Finally.
Yeah, busted out the peaches.
What was their shoe
debut?
Pretty suspect. I mean, I just... Like, it's fine. Like, it's just, it's not a priority to some people, and that's okay.
So are we talking? We're talking foot joys?
Yeah, a lot of foot joys. One of my guys was in...
Like the saddle shoes style?
No, not like pro shoes. They're more like, they're like sneakers. Nobody's wearing spikes. Okay. But yeah, one of my guys had Air Maxes on, but I mean, for the most part, it was pretty dicey. You know, like, old... Dirty golf shoes, which I look, I get it. I used to be that guy. I used to wear like a pair of golf shoes would last me like 3 years because why would you have
more than one pair?
Right. And now I've got like close to 30 pairs of golf shoes and it's a problem.
Holy shit.
I know.
And Server, you just bought some.
Yeah.
What'd you just get?
You didn't see it in our text?
I couldn't keep up with a lot of stuff last week.
The 13s, man, the Tigers.
Mm, yes.
The Photon with the...
those gray and blue ones?
With the blue, yeah.
Yeah, those are sick.
It's a good look. They're still available. I thought they were good. So I guess people weren't, you know...
Yeah, Tiger Woods 13.
I thought that was going to be a tough one, you know? Obviously, those white jeans were gone, like, immediately. Nobody wanted the black ones for obvious reasons. But I thought these would get a little more play. I don't know. Maybe they just made way more of them.
Dude, by the way, Hartzell, the guy sitting next to you on the plane, what are those, Merrells?
Dude, I hate planes.
What was that guy? That guy had to smell so bad.
He looked like he just came from, like, hiking.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I'm looking back at it. These socks tell me he smells like shit.
Yeah. I mean, these boots are covered in mud.
Yeah, yeah. It's gross, man. Just like
dirty.
It's gross.
Dude, by the way, Cerber, Smashburgers look great.
I made them. So I made some big boys. Like I was telling Hartzell, I had like 2.5 pounds of meat, and I made three double cheeseburgers.
Nice.
So they were fucking massive, and I wasn't able to finish mine. But yeah, they came out good.
I never finished buns. Mine. That's a little trick, little tip that people don't realize. I never finish anything that I plate up or anything that I like make. At most, I eat half a burger. Usually I have like three bites of a burger.
Yeah. I mean, Hartzell saw me in Nashville. Like, I don't finish my food.
Yeah. Hartzell saw me in, you guys saw me in Indy. I don't finish my food.
Yeah. I remember you and I both got boxes.
Yeah.
We had about half our stuff and we were like, can I get a box to go?
Yeah, I don't eat, like, everyone's like, look at all this crazy food you're making. I'm like, yeah, and I eat, like, a bite of it. I also have, like, I know this, and my wife has gotten on me about it because she's worried I'm going to give my kid a complex. Like, I disorderly eat. Like, I do. I have disordered eating that stems from being on hard gainers in college. I don't like to eat where people can see me. I do most of my eating before the food ever goes out to the table.
Yeah, you like to eat in goblin mode.
Yeah, I like to, like, I eat in quiet and silence in the kitchen by myself. And that's the way that I eat. Otherwise, like, we had, what do we do? We had people over for something. During ACC Media Days, when I had all those people over for pizza. And they were like, are you not, I haven't seen you eat one slice of pizza. And I was like, oh, I know, I know it's good. I make it all the time. I know what it tastes like. They're like, yeah, but you haven't eaten at all. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to. And my wife is like, he doesn't eat in front of people. Like, he just won't do it. So yeah, it's just a weird, like, I know it's weird. I know it's probably not good. And we are going to do a lot of voicemails next week. The other thing I wanted, Server, you're here. Did you see Oppenheimer and or Barbie?
No, I haven't seen either yet.
Okay.
I will.
Okay.
I don't feel bad about not having seen them in the theaters yet because they made plenty of money.
Yeah, I'm not worried about.
But I do want to go. I think like
Oppenheimer. I've heard you need to see it in the big format.
See, I was gonna say I think Oppenheimer might be like the home
version. Well, because
I really prefer a fun movie going experience, and sometimes getting into a really heavy movie. Like, sometimes I need to take a break in those. Sometimes I need to, like, I need to take 10, 15 and, like, go do something else and then come back and finish it. Whereas, like, Barbie feels like, what, an hour 45 max, and it's just going to be fun and silly, right? Yeah. And that's more often what I'm looking for out of a movie experience, unless it's, like, I have to see this movie type situation.
Sure.
My last one was bad, so I want a good one this time.
Yeah, I haven't been since I've been home, and I really just, I don't know, this all stems from a next door thread of someone that was complaining about the movie theater that I go to, the AMC Carolina Pavilion.
Oh, people complain on next door? Shocker.
Yeah, I know. Well, they were complaining about Oppenheimer, and they were like, we went to go see Oppenheimer, and the sound was so bad, and I was like, have you, and it took like, there were like 200 and something replies of people being like, she was like, I couldn't make out some of the audio. The music was so loud, and there was like the drones, that sound. And I was like, and then finally, I'm scrolling through, and this is, I'm a glutton for punishment. I'm looking at all these dumb idiots.
Yep.
And then I finally
got
the,
who told
I finally got to, it was like 150 comments in, and someone goes, have you never seen a Christopher Nolan movie?
Bingo.
This is what he does. And I was like, thank you. And I just hit a little like. And I was like, thank you.
I remember trying to watch The Dark Knight on my desktop computer that I had in my room, like while I was going to sleep one night. It's just like the opening scene is like, and so I turned it way down. I was like, yeah, this will be a good volume, but I still want to watch this a little bit. Then immediately, 5 minutes in, I was like, fuck, I can't hear anything. And then as soon as you do that, it's like a fucking cello.
Yeah, it's insane. Like, it's absolutely nuts. And so it's just absolutely wild. Oh, we did get an email that I did want to get to, because I know we got to get out of here pretty soon because of Steven. This is from our guy, Jeremy B. I'm in deep need of counsel from the most trusted names in men's footwear. I'm a Nebraska fan, famously an Adidas school. If you were me, would you rock some red Adidas shoes to match or just say screw it and wear some type of red Nikes? Jeremy from the 314.
So we're talking about like with all of your Adidas Nebraska gear.
So there are two things that are a problem here, right? We don't want to cross-pollinate, right? Mm-hmm. Hartzell?
You mean Nike shoes with Adidas gear?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, not great.
I mean,
in this instance... I think you have to. I mean, find me a pair. This is like the whole, not to go back to like the whole like college football realignment stuff, but like explain to me why that's a good idea. No one can. Find me a good Adidas shoe.
Here's the thing. This is what I'm going to say. You can't. This is what I'm going to say though. You can go with Champion.
What do you mean?
Yes.
Champion, the brand Champion. They make stuff.
Yep.
You can go with Home Field.
Home Field, yep.
Now you're not cross-pollinating, right?
You're talking about on the gear side of things.
I'm talking on the gear side of things, which allows you to not be wearing Adidas top with Nike shoes. Now you're just wearing a top with Nike shoes.
Right, and if you're looking for that, like, pullover or polo life, like, there are options, right? Cutter and Buck is a thing. Like
Cutter and Buck, yeah.
And those are nice. Those are as nice. I will put them down now as nice as Nike like stuff.
Yeah, get a Peter Millar like polo or that's something. Yes.
Peter Millar, does he make team polos?
Yes, they're like $130.
Oh
yes.
Yeah, they're expensive. Yeah. Wait, I don't have any. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, $140, $135. Oh, look at this Roback though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably $100.
$94.
Yep.
See, yeah, so like. The only thing, and I love that you brought up Champion because honestly, like unless you've convinced yourself I have to have a new Nebraska jersey, you could probably find an old Champion Nebraska jersey because they used to make everything at some point in time, right?
Yeah. vintage champion Nebraska jersey.
I could be off on that. Champion might just be in the NBA and NFL space. You got one?
Vintage champion Nebraska Cornhuskers 32 red and white football jersey.
Dude, 32 is a great number.
Oh, you could also fuck with some of this, like Mitchell and Ness.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
I'm just because listen, this the answer for us is easy. Get Nike shoes.
Yeah.
That's an easy answer. Mitchell and Ness, Nebraska.
God, home field's Nebraska line. Fuck.
Yeah, get a home field shirt. Throw your khaki shorts on. Or your jeans, like I mean, Nebraska. I guess assume you guys. What do you guys wear? Jeans. That's not a knock. Like people wear jeans.
They should stop.
I'm jean guy. I'm jean guy. Not this time of year. I go into full dad mode this time of year. But yeah, jeans are a cool look.
I have not owned a pair of jeans since 2004.
I too walked away from jeans, and I've been very happy with that decision.
Yeah.
Man, nothing else looks good with fucking Chuck Taylors.
Khakis. Or boots. Have you ever seen fucking Snoop Dogg?
Khakis.
Yeah, I don't wear baggy pants, dude.
He doesn't either. Like, he's a skinny man. There's just baggy on him.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but there's, like, the cuffing, like, all that shit. Yeah, like, I mean, I like tight jeans. I like tight jeans. There's nothing wrong with that. No, I'm rebelling against this shit right now because this is a thing that's happening where they're trying to take my wife's skinny jeans from her, and she's like, stop.
Yeah, the boot cuts are back, man, for the ladies. Boot cuts are back.
The wide leg is back. Wide leg with Vans. I'm seeing it all over the place. Yes,
I want that shit, dude. I want my true blues.
So, Jeremy B., we do say go Nike shoes, but just go ahead and go home field. Go with the Peter Millar. If you got the Ducats, go with the Champion. Go with something. That way you don't have to cross-pollinate, because cross-pollinating, that is a sin.
Yeah.
That is a sin.
Like, just don't let Adidas touch your body. Like, I haven't. It's been a long time.
I've got a couple pieces, because they were sent gratis. The
schools. Yeah.
Of Georgia Tech Adidas gear.
Okay.
Now, I'm not afraid. I still have these to wear. I still have the Russell Athletic Georgia Tech gear.
It's a superior brand.
What happens to Georgia Tech now?
What do you mean?
Like, if the ACC does become Clemson, Florida State, and Miami go to the SEC, and then, like, UVA, UNC, Duke go to the Big Ten, like, what happens to
I think Tech Georgia fits Tech into the Big Ten, right?
No. There will be we're back.
Really?
We're back to this. I think there will be schools that benefit from being the bully. Georgia Tech's not the bully in this instance, but there will be schools that will benefit from the top third of a league, top fourth of the league leaving. If that does in fact happen.
So, we'll see.
Felder, I'm more interested in, like, do you think Duke UNC has to be a package deal in any situation? Or do you think UNC, if the SEC calls, is not just like...
They're gone.
All right. Right on. Yeah, right? And, like, they don't really give... This is the Washington State thing. It's like, yeah, man, we enjoy the Apple Cup, but fuck y'all.
That was what Washington and Oregon did. They were like, yeah, there's this Apple deal. Oh, the Big Ten wants us? Let's go.
Yeah, fuck these guys.
No, I think that from an inventory standpoint, the next most profitable piece of property in that's not already in the Big Ten or the SEC is probably the Duke UNC basketball game.
They only both feel like Big Ten teams, right? Because Duke doesn't feel like they will never be in the SEC.
Ever. Never.
But, like, that's my thing is, like, but if I'm UNC and I'm looking at things, I'm probably thinking, like, man, the SEC, that is closer, where we want to be.
But it's not.
You don't think so?
No, they would much rather be, like, especially with, like, that, what the CAA, like, that college, like, the academic situation and all that. Like, yes, they absolutely, same with UVA, are like, we view ourselves as that. I mean, that's why they were rumored to be going there, good grief, I guess that was 9 years ago, 8 years ago.
If the SEC got North Carolina on board, though, with the other, like, with Texas and Oklahoma, fucking Florida. Like, just, North Carolina is the one that sticks out to me when you actually, and I know this is not what matters about it right now, but, like, they're the one that sticks out at me. It's just like, God, everybody knows this fucking logo.
Oh, it's a super huge brand.
It's wild to me. I guess it's because the ACC grant of rights thing is so complicated, but like, it just seems like the first one that anyone should come after is UNC.
I think that culturally Clemson and Florida State probably fit better. And also, sure. I think Virginia Tech is up there just like, come on, look at us.
Miami too, right? Like, yeah. they all belong and want to be in the SEC.
Yeah. So
I just think UNC and the SEC would be really fucking cool.
Duke ain't coming to the SEC, bro.
Nah, they ain't going there. That's not happening.
That's not going to
happen. They're a Big Ten school. It's
almost
like... They're
not going to get
invited. Lock it in.
They already have a Duke. It's called Vanderbilt.
Yeah. Right. Don't need another one. All right, we got three reviews that we got to get to because I asked people to leave reviews, so I got to do them the service of reading them. By the way, put some more reviews in there. We got JK Tiger 23, the joke about guy friends talking. Great background noise for all the projects they inspired me to do. Okay, I already read that one. Okay, we got here are the two new ones. Debbie Gwynn, great podcast about everything. I appreciate the mix of yard, family, food, and sports talk. Thank you, sir, for saying what needed to be said about Red Hot Chili Peppers. Let's grow. And we got Gianluca Pagliacca, probably not your demo. I'm almost old enough to be your parents, but love the show. Great stuff. Okay. Great Sorry stuff every week, and follow y'all on Twitter, etc. I found myself talking out loud while listening, agreeing or not on topics ranging from lawn care to food. And thank you. Guess what? You are in our demographic because this is an all ages show, except for kids because we do swear a lot. But other than that, all ages show. Yeah.
Let your kids listen to us. They need to know.
Oh, I had a really long conversation about kids and swearing with I think it was with Chip and Bud when we were driving to my house, and I was just like. Yeah, I don't, like, she just has to learn when she can and can't. Like, she knows she can't cuss at the pool, right? She can't cuss at school. She can't cuss with grandma. She can't cuss with grandpa. She can't cuss with her mom. But when it's dad, fucking anything goes with Play-Doh, baby.
Yeah, let it fly.
Who gives a shit? I don't care. That's part of growing up. Everybody, listen, I'm a fucking adult, and I know that I can cuss on this show, but guess what? When I do radio in an hour and a half, you know what I can't do? I can't say I don't give a fuck. Like, I understand that. And that's a thing. It's part of growing up. You got to understand when you can talk like this and when you can't talk like that. And that's just, I don't know. Why not get her started early instead of having to learn? And I also, again, I've said this many times, I need her to know how to cuss. Like, the right way. Like, don't say what the shit. Like, I don't know. Say what the fuck. Like, a real person, a grown-ass adult. Let's do it the right way. So we got that. Let me see. I've got corn coming in. I've got four ears that are going to come through for me. So, 4 years of corn coming through. I am tentatively scheduling a family fun day. How's that sound, Hartzell?
It sounds fun.
We're going to get the slip and slide out. We're going to get the baby, the little pool splash pool out. We're going to get the... I'm going to do a low country bowl.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
What time you want me to come over?
You come through whenever you want, my man. You too, Serbs. You guys family too.
Dude, when I was out of town for Michigan, my wife went to the pool like 4 days in a row with the kids.
Yes.
Guess what she did in 4 days that I haven't done in 4 months?
Read a book.
Make friends.
Oh, she made friends?
Yeah.
How's that going for you?
I mean, I had to meet the dads and talk to them, and they told me all about, like, you know, what their kids do and their, you know, like, it was a whole thing. I was like, what are their names? One of the dad's names is Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to get us to, like, sign up for Cub Scouts.
Ha!
Ex-cop, you know, has two kids, two sons. I mean, I don't know anything about Cub Scouts other than it's a feeder for the Boy Scouts. And the Boy Scouts, the last couple decades, not great PR.
Yeah. My dad was in Boy Scouts. I think my dad made it almost to being an Eagle Scout.
I'm all about being outside and learning about all that stuff. I'm for that. So there's an open house in a couple weeks, man. TBD.
Man, I went to one of those open houses for Cubs Scouts.
Yeah, what's coming?
I mean, it could have changed tremendously from when I was, you know, that age to now. But I remember I went to one of those open houses. I think it was at Almar Road Elementary School, actually. And I went and I kept hearing them repeat the lines of, "We want your kid to earn their own money and pay for their own stuff." And I was like, I'm a kid. Fuck this. Like, they were like, "So what we're going to do is we do fundraising so that each kid can earn their money to pay for their uniform, to pay for their own badges. We don't want the families to have to pay for it. So we, you know, we sell popcorn, we do cleanup drives, we do all these things, we sell." And I was like, I'm not going to want to do this. I'm not going to want to do this. I know I'm not going to want to do this, because it goes Cub Scouts, then Weeblos, then Boy Scouts. And I was like, no. I like sports. That's a fee at the beginning, and then you're done. I don't want to pay for my own this. I definitely don't want to sit in front of a Harris Teeter and sell popcorn to people that are coming to the store that sells popcorn.
What's up, chump?
Like, Harris Teeter sells superior forms of popcorn to the Boy Scout popcorn that they sell in the front. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Like, I can walk in there and get better popcorn.
Yeah, that sounds like a horrible afternoon.
Yeah. And you look just like, so every time I see them, I do give them a donation. Like, I'll donate $5-$10. That's fine. But, like, I don't, no, you know what? Give the popcorn to somebody else. You know where my popcorn comes from? My motherfucking popcorn machine.
Get out of my face, kid. You're bothering me.
Yep. My popcorn machine is where I get my popcorn from. So let's go, baby. But yes, I've got corn coming up. I'm going to do that, looking to do a Low Country Bowl with my family. Slip and slide, whole deal. Dude, I got a crazy, you talk about friends. My friend, one of my friends comes on Friday. Oh, shit, I'm supposed to have been writing notes, huh? Oh, well, it's fine. Oh, I know how to make the notes. I'll just do this. Let's undo everything that I did. And now I got it. There we go. Thank you, Google Docs, for making it easy to just undo everything. Bang. So, my friend McManus is coming. He'll probably hear this, by the way. He'll probably listen to this. He's driving, I think, from New York City. He's going to Charleston, and they have a baby. And so he's going to stop here for the night, which will be fun. And then that next day, my buddy Perkins, her and her family are coming to go to our pool, and we're going to eat. So I've got a fun-filled end of the week, my man. How many times have you been to the pool since you got back from Michigan?
Twice.
Did you get back from Michigan and go like straight to the pool?
Not straight to the pool, but later that day, yeah.
Wow. I did 2 days. I did Saturday and Sunday. I'm trying to get it down to one.
I mean, our pool closes in like 3 weeks, so it's...
I don't know when our pool closes.
Usually Labor Day.
Mm-hmm. We've got, dude, how many birthday parties are you looking at right now?
I got Julian's birthday party. We got to host it coming up in like 2 weeks.
What are you guys doing?
Going to the pool.
You're having it at the pool?
Yeah.
You got a pavilion or something?
There's a shaded area.
Did you rent it out already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got to pay for an extra lifeguard.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like $15 an hour. Mm-hmm. It's a deal, man. I mean, siblings are welcome. Parents, we don't have to pay for the parents. We just pay for the kids. $5 a head.
You'll pay $5 per kid?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's money, dude. I'm telling you.
Let me see.
There's no cleanup. Everything just goes in the trash. Donate the leftover pizza and cupcakes to the lifeguards. Boom. Done.
The Trex deck at the corner of the property near the pond is available at no cost for private parties.
Bingo.
But you have to give 2 weeks of notice if there's more than 5 guests at one time. Lifeguards have the master schedule for the deck reservations. Lifeguards can also tell you at what time. Oh, you said $15 an hour per guard?
Yep.
The lifeguards can also tell you at that time if you needed to reserve an extra lifeguard for your party through the system below. The cost for additional lifeguards is $40 an hour per guard.
Charlotte prices, bro. I'm giving our lifeguard $20 an hour. I'm going to give him $60. I'm just going to peel off three 20s. And they're going to get leftover pizza and cupcakes.
You got $5. It's a $5 fee for each non-member that enters the gate the day of your event.
Yeah, but see, a family of four, if there's only one kid swimming, that's $5. That's not $20. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a significant difference.
So, are this going to be a drop-off party?
I mean, I doubt parents are going to drop their kids off at the pool. I respect the ones that do. I mean, the pool's 2 feet deep in the shallow end. Like, it's fine. But I'm sure the parents are going to linger.
You think they're so? You're going to have to pay for those parents?
No, that's what I'm saying. The parents aren't swimming. The parents just show up.
See, listen to this. You must also pay the guest fee $5 for each non-member that enters the gate.
That's your pool. That's not my pool. My pool is $5 per swimmer.
Per swimmer?
Yes.
That's how they do that?
Yes.
Interesting.
It's a steal, bro. I'm telling you.
So what is the lifeguard going to do? He's like, are you swimming?
No, the lifeguard's just like, oh, cool. How many kids you got?
Like, what if the parents swim?
It's so listen, I'm telling you, it's so casual up there. We just tell the person, hey, we got 20 kids. Here's $100. Done. There's no second guessing. There's no head counting.
Okay. See, we got to pay $5 for everyone that enters the gate.
Yeah. I mean, three families, you're looking at like 12 heads. That's outrageous.
Yeah.
You're getting gouged over there in Charlotte. Come on up to the small town. Of Clemens.
Dude, so you need one extra lifeguard if you have 1 to 25 people. 26 to 50 people, you need two lifeguards.
Yeah, it starts getting expensive.
Number of people guideline is based on total party attendees, not estimated swimmers.
Yeah, see, they are spelling it out because they know people like me have been like, no, 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 no. These parents aren't part of the party. they're having to spell it out for those of us that are like, I can do this party on the cheap.
The total number of attendees includes anybody who will be inside pool gates, as lifeguards are responsible for safety of every patron, both in the water and on the pool deck.
Yeah, I mean, that's smart that your pool's doing that, but you're getting raked over the coals financially.
In addition, parties involving alcohol, teenagers, or college-age people will require one additional lifeguard. For all events, the rate is $40 per guard.
That's example,
you have 40 people attending the event from 6 to 8 p.m. You would need two guards for 2 hours. Each guard is $40 per hour, so your total for the event will be $160 plus $25 administration fee.
Man, I mean, they're just nickel and diming, y'all. God almighty.
And for a party involving children, teenagers, or college-age people, party sponsors must have one adult chaperone for every 10 people.
I mean, a lot of rules at the Felder Pool. Lots of rules.
Oh, we had to get out for poop the other day, too.
No. Not a baby Ruth.
Dude, I'm talking to this guy, Ben, I believe is his name. And talking to this guy, he and I kind of, we've hit it off. We're talking. And in the middle of talking, because he's from Charlotte, actually, like for real. Like, he's not from out of town. So we were talking just about Charlotte. He's a little younger than me. And he goes, and then his wife is like, come here. And so he was like, okay, I'm in the middle of a conversation, but what is it? And they were like, you got to get that out. You got to get that out. And so he's like, what is it? And she's like, oh, don't put your face in the water. Just look. And so he had a scoop, and he scooped it out and threw it away. And then the lifeguard was like, what's happening? And he was like, I just had to scoop. I think it might have been poop out. She's like, everybody out of the pool. And I was like, yes, I'm going home.
Who pooped?
Nobody knows.
Oh, mystery.
Mystery. Hate to Who see knows? It. I love to see it.
It's probably your friend.
I love to see it, dude.
You pinched a loaf while he was talking to you.
Probably.
Boop, boop.
Dude, how many days a week do you guys get no mail?
I'd say on average probably once every 2 weeks.
Dude, we're like on a... I don't know if it's because we moved. I don't know what's going on, but we don't get any... We have like 4 days a week we get no mail. And then even on those other 2 days of the week, it's mostly nothing. Like, it's mostly like a flyer. Sounds wild. It's wild. Oh, by the way, shout out to my guy, Jeremy Kahn, who sent me this. Did you guys click on this tweet? Make them planties wet?
Let's see what they did there.
Yeah, it's very good, huh?
Yeah.
I like that. I make them planties wet. We got Michigan talking. Oh, shout out to our guy from NC Rabbit Hole. Also definitely a name on Twitter. Jeremy Markovich. Charlotte is tearing down the Uptown Cabaret. Now, I do not like strip clubs in general. I don't have fun there. I don't like people to touch me. And that's something that just is a thing I've always hated. They used to, when I was younger, they used to make me go, we would, like, you know how you, when you're, like, in your, like, mid-20s and you just, like, are going out all the time? Was that a thing?
Yeah, I mean, it was a thing.
They used to, so what happened would be me and my buddy Eddie, me and my buddy Ryan, whoever we would go out with, and then I'd be like, all right, we're done. And they're like, we're not done. We have one more place to go. And I'm like, one more place to go? And it's this strip club. The Men's Club or Uptown Cabaret, and I hated it so much. And they would spend money to buy lap dances for me because they like to watch me, like, squirm.
I've done that before.
I absolutely hate it. Like, yeah. I do not, like, I don't like the, like, asking if I want a lap dance where somebody puts their hand, like, on, like, the nape of my neck. Like, that makes me feel so creeped out. And this is, again, let's keep going. I'm not saying it's a bad job or a gross profession. What right. I'm saying is,
yeah.
I feel the same way when my brother-in-law, he really likes to touch my earlobes.
What?
It makes me feel fucking crazy. Yes.
What the fuck?
Yes, he loves, he'll be like, what's up, Mikey? And then he'll just like rub my earlobe. And I'm just like, I don't like this. He knows I don't like it. He continues to do it. Hey, man, I haven't seen you in a long time. Rub my earlobe. I'm like, no. That's how I feel when I'm at a strip club. I'm like, I don't know. I don't want.
I hate it.
Like, I will tip. I will spend money because I know everybody's got to make a living. But if there's a booth, I will sit all the way. I never sit on the inside of a booth, ever, in life. Any restaurant I ever go to, I'm the last person to get into the booth because I do not want to be on the edge. And I will 100% go, I'm left-handed. I got to sit over here. That's my go-to. That's the only advantage I have as a left-handed person is saying, I'm left-handed. I've got to sit over here. That's the one advantage of being left-handed. I have to sit here. I'm left-handed. I can't go in. Because if I go all the way in on the other side, then my elbow is going to be hitting the wall. So I have to sit at this particular space because I'm left-handed. Which means I got to sit on the aisle of the booth so that I have elbow room and I'm not hitting other people's elbows. It's the only advantage to being left-handed.
Heady play by you, though. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
If you're pinned in the booth, no contact.
No contact, exactly.
Yeah, you're not at risk.
Oh, there they go. Headed to the pool. Peace out.
See ya.
They're going to the pool. Pool opened 15 minutes ago. Dude, did you do anything for Lifeguard Appreciation Week?
No, man, that's not a real thing.
What do you mean it's not a real thing?
I mean,
you absolute piece of shit.
These people are, look at this. Lifeguard Appreciation Day is celebrated on July 31st. And 2023 International Lifeguard Appreciation Day will occur on a Monday. Like, it's a thing. Lifeguard Appreciation Day is a thing.
Okay.
Lifeguard Appreciation Week is an annual week-long series of events, July 22 through July 28th. Yes.
Okay.
American Pool Lifeguards, Guard for Life. This is the official American Pool Lifeguard Society talking about July 22nd to July 28th as a Lifeguard Appreciation Week.
We're recording the show on August the 8th, Felder. Today is International Cat Day, so why don't you take care of your feline friends out there?
Dude, they are decimating the amphibian and reptile population in my neighborhood.
Yeah, they feast on
They
lizards.
Don't eat them. They
no,
kill them.
That's correct.
And here's the thing, and this is the pattern that I've noticed. They only do it where there are lights. Like our street lights. The kills are always within the radius of the streetlight, where the streetlight shines. Which means, to me, they're probably just playing around with it before it's finally dead.
August 8th is also Wear Your Mother's Jewelry Day. So there you go. fake ass holidays.
Lifeguard appreciation, dude. So you're telling me like you don't get like
fake,
dude? That's messed up. That's messed up, dude.
No, it's not.
I'm
not here to get fooled by the internet. Okay.
It's not by the internet. It's a real thing. When I was a lifeguard, we had Lifeguard Appreciation Week.
You mean before the internet was invented?
I wasn't a lifeguard before the internet was invented. Come on, how old do you think I am?
Late 30s?
Yeah. I was a lifeguard when I was in my 20s. Dude, I'm telling you. So we went and got, anyways, I bought them a case of water and wrote a nice card, and they said thank you to my wife. Nobody said anything to me. They just said thank you to my wife.
Yeah, they understand. They know who calls the shots.
She didn't even know that I did it. What are you talking about? They know who calls the shots. They didn't even know that. She didn't even know I did it.
Who signed y'all up for the pool? You or her?
Me.
Really? Okay.
Yes. Who's the one that had the... I'm the one that had... Listen, I got the receipts on this bitch, boy. Let me see.
I believe you. You don't have to prove. You don't have to bust out the receipts, Felder. I believe you.
Hang on. No, we got this. I can't remember the lady's name. Let's see. That was back in May is when I did this. Yep, there we go. I'm the one that signed it up. Her name was Sharon. Sharon, this is Michael and Kristen Felder. We wanted to apply for an associate membership. Our child is good friends with this lady's kid from... the preschool that she went to. We love to join the swim and racket club, so in the summer the kids can play together. So-and-so would act as our sponsor. We'd love to get the process going. That's me, buddy. That's my email. Hi, Michael. We would love to have you join. I am out of town, but tomorrow evening I will send you the information as soon as I return. No worries. Much appreciated. Hi, Michael. Thank you for your patience. I'm attaching membership information. Please let me know if you have any questions. Bang, bang. I have attached the completed forms. Very excited to move to the payment process. Thanks so much. We look forward to having you as members. You can pay online or by check. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for your help and responsiveness. I did that. First off, let me ask you something. Do you think that my wife knows how to make a, how to take a Google doc file, turn it into a PDF and complete the PDF online? Like on the computer?
I don't know, sir.
No, she does not. And that's not a knock on her. She doesn't know how to use a MacBook. Do you know how to use a Mac, Hartzell?
I've never owned an Apple computer in my life.
Yeah, so she doesn't know how to use a Mac. And so this would have been a thing that I would... Well, in theory, I guess she does have a Mac because we have two MacBooks here. An old one and a new one. And in theory, the old one should be hers, but she don't really use it. And every time I had to do when we did Zoom school, I was the one that had to set it up. So, yeah, I'm the one that signed us up for the pool, my man.
Mazel tov.
Don't get it twisted, my man. I'm signing up for the pool.
Thank you for clearing that up for me.
Yeah, dude. Listen, I'm buying cases of Deer Park to drop off for the lifeguards. I know what it's like to be out there for the lifeguards. Hard work.
Man, you're slumming it with the Deer Park. But, you know, everybody's got to stay hydrated. I get it.
You don't like Deer Park?
Deer Park tastes disgusting.
I take disagree. What do you like? You said you like Dasani, though, right?
I mean, I mean, the water that's consumed in our household out of bottles is usually Smart Water, but that's because that's the biggest waters we can get in bulk, like the long boys.
Yeah, I know. That's Jennifer Aniston shit, isn't it?
That being said, yes, if you taste Deer Park water, it tastes like lead. Like I could taste it.
No, I see. I think Aquafina and Dasani are the two worst waters.
That's fine. I mean, that's fine. Deer Park and Dannon and Nestle. Oh,
no, no Nestle, no Dannon. But Deer Park for me, I can get down with Deer Park.
I can actually taste the yogurt in the Dannon water. It's gross.
Dog. No, this was proudly sourced in South Carolina, Swift Springs, Chesterfield County. That's a real place.
If you say so, man.
It is a real place. You can look it up.
I'm sure it's a real place, but all of the water is coming from there? Come on.
No, not all the water. That's why when you look on the label, they have different places where the water comes from. Did you not know that?
Next week on the show, we are playing voicemails and
talking
lawn.
Next week we're playing
lawn.
Voicemails.
Talking lawn.
We're talking a lot of lawn. Yes, absolutely. Because if I got this Felder Family Fun Day thing coming up, I might have to get a lawnmower because I don't know how in between mows I'll be for the kids to play outside, for particularly my kid. My man, I don't know what bit her. It was either like a no-see-em or a chigger or something, but she got like a quarter-size welt, like just raised up, bright red on her.
I believe it.
She's not built for this, man.
She will be.
She will be, but her mom ain't built for it either. Meanwhile, me, I'm out there. I'm doing stuff. I'm not getting, nothing's biting, nothing's touching me.
Apologies for the short episode, folks. We will get back to our usual,
you know, long episodes,
long stuff next week.
Yeah, but I think we're good.
Yeah.
Yaya's garden is good.
Looks great. We'll talk about it more next week.
We're going to talk about it more next week. We had to get this one out because we didn't want to give you, listen, we couldn't have left you without a dope beat to step two. Step two. Step two. Step two. Oh, by the way, Hartzell, you know what I just found? Cleaning my office? The microphone that you sent me.
No, it's, I mean, I that upsets me that Savannah hasn't had a chance to play with that yet.
You know what? She's not old enough yet, but when she gets a little bit older, that's when we're going to give it to her.
Put that in the dock. Put that in the dock. We're going to talk about that next week.
Oh, by the way, the other thing I meant to bring up, two things. I know we got to go here shortly. Speaking of the Uptown Cabaret, we did take the team bus from Jack and Jill's or whatever it was, Dave and Buster's type place. We took that team bus and it dropped us off at the Uptown Cabaret during the bowl game in 2004. Wild that that was a thing that was allowed to happen. And I got an ad for Manly Bands. A Manly wedding band ad. Like, what is that? Like, what?
Why?
What is,
like, why, though?
Like, I don't get it. Sorry.
That was a little chunky.
Did you cough that up and then just swallow it?
Oh, disgusting. Oh, man.
I wasn't expecting it to be like that.
Folks, that's the show.
That's the show.
Was it supposed to go down like that?
That's the show. Feldon's
where did you guys get your wedding bands from?
The same place that we got my wife's, this jewelry store here in Winston. It's little, this guy Leo.
Yeah, same. I did Diamonds Direct.
She got platinum. I got stainless steel.
I have palladium, and she has platinum. She has platinum. She has all. I think all of hers are platinum, if I'm not mistaken.
Got that platinum.
How many wedding? Like, what's the wedding man's situation? Because Kristen has the engagement ring, right?
Guys, I can't do this right now. I have.
Where's you said 11?
You said 11. It's 10:56.
So just answer the question. What's Jen's wedding band set up?
She's got one wedding band and the engagement ring. That's it.
You didn't do the other one?
Two-piece.
She don't have a three-piece?
I mean, I'm sure Jen's waiting for a third, but right now that's what she's got.
Okay. Server?
She's got the two, but we got to get a new stone for her engagement ring because she lost her diamond. It fell out.
What?
Yeah, we don't know. It's a vintage, like it's an antique ring. Like it's a... Edwardian era like ring. It's very like there's a lot of filigree. It's very cool looking ring.
Wow.
And like we went in on the ring, not necessarily the stone. So it was not a very big diamond. It was like 0.6 carats, so it's not even a carat, I don't think. Or maybe it was 1.5. I can't remember what the difference is. But I was like, okay, this is fine. It's not tiny, but you know, the diamond had to be set in this antique ring, and I'm assuming they just didn't do a very good job setting it because it's gone. We can't find it. We don't know where it is, and there's no fucking telling.
Come on down to Diamonds
Direct. Yeah, yeah. So we're going to put something in there, and the idea is maybe it had something to do with it being too small, so we'll maybe try a bigger diamond, see if that does better. But also, she's got to listen to the jeweler because we got ours from, Brilliant Earth. That's where we... got her ring.
My wife has the three piece. She's got band, engagement ring, band. And I think I did that on our 5-year anniversary maybe. And got the other band, but she doesn't have a big diamond. She has a very nice diamond. Like she has like almost she has the what's the one level below perfect?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, same. Yeah. We had the same thing with ours. I think it was a half carat, but it was like very high grade.
Yeah, super high grade and like so shiny. But she was also, at that point, she was teaching kindergarten. And she didn't, like she doesn't need baguettes and all this stuff when she's dealing with, like, kids that still pee in their pants.
Right.
So, yeah. All right, folks, that's the show for today. We have to let Steven go. We're going to let him go 2 minutes early.
Thank you.
Yeah, there we go. All right, we'll be back next week. Next week, we're going to be doing all your voicemails because we've got some really cool voicemails, including, I believe, an international voicemail from our buddy Sam, who I think is coming to America. So we'll see how that goes. All right, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. Rate, review, subscribe, leave a review for sure. Let's grow.